KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 45, with southerly winds shifting to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, officials of the Cass County Conservation Service report the sponsors of the Trumpeter Swan Arrival Contest have determined the official arrival of the swans as November 22nd. On that day, 22 Trumpeter Swans arrived at the Shulbrook Recreation Area, and they stayed there for more than 24 hours. The person who picked that date was Mary Lou Hoskins. The school contest was won by Mrs. Zeiger's science class in the Griswold Community School District. They'll receive a Trumpeter Swan prize pack from Cass County Conservation Board, and Mrs. Hoskins receives a 8x10 glossy of the Trumpeter Swan. Cass County Conservation Board thanks all who participated in this year's Trumpeter Swan Contest. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Brian Rasmussen Monday evening introduced new Assistant Director Jeff Christensen to the Parks and Rec Board. Rasmussen said Christensen has been with the Parks and Rec Department for a little over a week now and has actively been involved with the department since then. He says that Christensen knows many people in town already, and having those connections will be a great asset to the Park and Rec Department. In other news, Rasmussen said the Parks and Rec Department will receive around $2,000 as a result of the Lions Club Pancake Supper. He said those funds will go towards some sort of inclusive playground equipment at the Shulbrook Recreation Area. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon Monday afternoon reported that Olive Street, south of Interstate 80 and north of Atlantic, remains closed, or rather had remained closed in place until further notice, but that the road was opened as of Monday afternoon. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department said that on Saturday, December 18th, APD Reserve officers held their annual Family Dream Christmas program. This year, the APD Reserves were assisted by the Southwest Iowa Chaplains Association and a Harlan Police Reserve officer. The Atlanta girls basketball team was once again back this year and did a great job helping to set up, take down, and organize the toy room. There were a total of 12 families helped in the program this year. Seven families were taken shopping to local businesses in Atlantic, and that included shopping for all members of their families. They also received a full Christmas dinner to include a turkey and ham. Those families received a gift card to a local grocery store to help out with food and meat costs during the holiday season. APD Reserves provided five additional families with a trip through the Reserve Department's toy room, which includes new toys that are donated throughout the year. The children in those families were brought through the toy room and picked out a few items each that they would like to have. Those families were also provided with the same Christmas dinner and gift cards. Altogether, with this weekend's Family Dream Christmas and the Shop with a Cop programs, the Atlantic Police and Reserve Departments were able to help out a total of 73 children and 17 adults within 23 families to have a much more joyful Christmas experience. And Lieutenant Devin Hogue and Chief Dave Erickson said they would not be able to run those programs without the wonderful donations they receive each year, and both want to thank the many generous private individuals that have contributed to the cause. Well, the Adair County Sheriff's Department Monday reported two arrests took place over the past week. On the 16th of December, 15-year-old Donald Dwayne Worth of Lewis was arrested in Adair by Adair Police for OWI first offense. Worth was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 8:40 p.m. for failure to operate headlights and taillights during the traffic stop, and while running Worth's registration information, the Adair police officer noticed Worth pour something out of his vehicle. Worth admitted the substance was whiskey and water, that he had consumed a couple of drinks earlier at the bar, and that he was stopped at the come-and-go in Adair to get some food before driving back to his semi-truck and resting. The officer conducted a field sobriety test on Worth along with the preliminary breath tests, the results of which showed a breath alcohol content of 0.162%, or twice the legal limit. Worth was taken into custody soon thereafter and transported to the Adair County Sheriff's Office in Greenfield. He was released later that same night on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And on December 12th, 26-year-old Aspen Renee Riley of Bridgewater was temporarily arrested in Bridgewater for driving while barred. He was released at the scene with a citation. Page County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Sunday on an SUV resulted in the driver's arrest. 77-year-old Sandra K. Aparo of Clarinda was arrested for OWI first offense. She was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. A central Iowa man was arrested Sunday evening after he almost hit a building, pedestrians, and a fuel pump in Guthrie Center. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 24-year-old Florencia Montez Gregorio of Ankeny had pulled up to the front door of the Casey's General Store a little before 6 p.m. Sunday. After he came out of the store, he returned to his vehicle and put it in drive, nearly driving through the front of the store while customers were walking out. Officers say that happened multiple times before Gregorio finally put the vehicle in reverse and erratically backed into a post barrier near a gas pump. Gregorio then pulled up next to the pump he almost struck to get fuel. Deputies placed him under arrest for OWI. He was also cited for having no valid driver's license, open container as a driver, reckless driving, and failure to provide proof of insurance, accident-related. Damage from the incident amounted to $2,700. There were no injuries reported. And at around 11 a.m. Saturday, a 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe SUV driven by 81-year-old James Claver of Lawson, Missouri, was traveling west on Highway 44 in Guthrie County, just west of Frontier Road. When a deer ran into the driver's side of the vehicle, Claver was not hurt, but his SUV sustained about $4,500 damage. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.